Joining us now with her weekly look at New Jersey blogs and community news is Mary Mann. She's with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, David.
So, Mary, today we sort of wrap up our 1 year after Sandy coverage, and then we'll jump into a creepy New Jersey story just in time for Halloween. First, a story that appeared in Chatham Patch. We're going to hear about how one New Jersey artist saw an opportunity for creativity in his Sandy-ravaged neighborhood, where some of us would just see a damaged tree. He saw a future totem pole.
Yes, David Hill saw all the damage being carted away from his neighborhood on Edgewood Road in Chatham, and one tree was left with its roots and about a 10-foot stump, and he had an inspiration. He's an artist, so he got out his chainsaw, asked the neighbor for permission, and he started carving it into a totem pole.
Now, I have to confess, I am biased here. I know David Hill, and I live in Chatham, and it's not exactly the type of town where you would expect to find funky artwork on a scale like this, smack in the middle of a perfectly manicured neighborhood, but there it is, and people love it.
Yeah, it was decorated for the block party, and people come by and they get their picture taken with it. There is talk about moving it to the football field so it can be sort of a mascot for the team. But right now, it's still there a year later on Edgewood Road.
It survives in the neighborhood for now. Okay, well, Mary, now it is time to scare us. A story about a haunted, supposedly haunted school?
Yes, this is also a story from Patch, Barnegat, Manahawkin Patch. Patricia Miller wrote a story about the South Jersey Research Group, Paranormal Research Group, sorry. It came to the Elizabeth V. Edwards School in Barnegat, which has long been rumored to be haunted. It's an 83-year-old school, and they believe Lizzie Edwards, whom it's named for and who taught there, is haunting it, and a number of other people. They went through the school with electronic magnetic resonance instruments, and they collected a lot of evidence that they presented earlier this month, and people found it rather convincing. There's mists that showed up on their photographs in the auditorium. It is rather spooky, and the transportation director who organized this said he thinks there's something there.
Okay, Mary, are you going to go on the record and back up this science here? Science in quotes?
I don't know if I'll back up the science, but I love a good ghost story.
You'll go as far as to admit that it is spooky.
It is very spooky.
Okay, well, Mary, thank you very much. If you'd like to find out more about these two stories, again, the original sources, the Barnegat, Manahawkin Patch, and Chatham Patch for those two. Happy Halloween, Mary.
Happy Halloween, David.
Mary Mann is with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University.